This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. It's live radio on a Sunday night. I know, there's not much of that going on, and it's a surprise. Mostly you're getting best ofs or whatever, you know, recorded shows. And Free Talk Live, we believe that you should have live content, and we're going to provide it for you. Every evening from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, I don't know where you are, Free Talk Live's heard around the world. We've had calls from every continent. Well, except Antarctica. Stephanie, you're probably the only one of our hosts that would know anybody in Antarctica with all your doctor feelers out there. Your Dartmouth Ivy League education.
Yeah, I know the person who did an appendectomy on himself. No, I'm just kidding. There is this famous story of a guy who was exploring Antarctica. This was like in the 1950s, and he got appendicitis, and he was a surgeon, so he knew that if he didn't have an appendectomy, he was going to die. So he actually did a self-appendectomy, and he lived.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Something. Can you imagine?
Well, to all of our Antarctic listeners, please figure out a way to call in, because I hate saying that we've had calls from every continent except Antarctica.
Yeah, come on, McMurdo. You can do it.
I don't know who that is. It's another joke.
It's a base.
It's a base. Yeah, okay, gotcha. I need to know more about Antarctica.
That's why you need to call in.
You know, so there's this test out there. It's called the Turing test, to figure out whether or not a computer is, whether something with which you are speaking is a computer or not.
Right.
And I probably wouldn't be very good at figuring it out one way or the other, although I could always tell with those Yahoo web bots that would call you up and say, hey, what are you wearing? You know, like, I am you, and like, want to talk dirty. You could just talk dirty to you. You could just write anything, and then they would, you know, come back with stuff. It was very strange. Why anyone would put those on, spend time putting that online is beyond me.
To spam you, right?
Apparently.
Or to scam you.
Someone has fooled folks that the computer's a 13-year-old boy. What?
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, if someone... You know, like if a computer got in touch with me and said, hey, I'd like to buy ads on Free Talk Live, I'm going to imagine it's a real person. So I can get tricked pretty easily myself. But anyway.
It would probably lure me in for a while.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, let's talk. Anyway, so this is from RT, and it's Chatterbot successfully forges 13-year-old's behavior in a Turing test. A computer program has managed to convince programmers it was a 13-year-old boy making it the first algorithm ever to pass the Turing test, devised to assess artificial intelligence and determine if it is distinguishable from a human being. Eugene Gustman fooled, that's the name of the 13-year-old boy, quote, fooled 33% of judges into thinking that it was a human in a test organized by the University of Reading, conducted by the Royal Society in London. The test requires that at least 30% of interrogators be swindled into thinking a machine is a real human being.
So wait, is that, are they saying that's the Turing test, is you have a panel of judges and they ask it questions designed to trip it up, and if 30% of them... say
if over 30 say yes, then yeah, then that works.
Now, what does it take to get on this panel of judges?
That's a good question. I mean, I think pretty much it's just you're a professor there. I think you do have to have some degree of skill in computer programming to be able to do it. Yeah, I think this isn't just you know, somebody off the street,
because I'm pretty sure you could fool 30% of the population into just about anything.
Yeah,
let's go to the Skype line here. We've got actually Ryan calling in. Wants to talk about Silk Road from the last hour. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, I just wanted to touch briefly upon like the Silk Road and an observation that I had with it. I actually thought that it was shut down a couple months ago.
It was in October. Yeah. But there have been other sort of similar services that have popped up, as I understand it. But
yeah, in its place. Yeah, no, and I mean, I just kind of want to talk about that point in time when Silk Road was actually, you know, infiltrated, as you would use the word, how much media coverage it got nationally, and how the average person, I don't know how you would describe it, but the average person in society was exposed to the deep web or the dark web, some may refer to it as. And you guys are talking about like how crack and other drugs weren't as popular on the Silk Road. And I don't think the average crack user has the tech savviness to get on there and order what needs to be done through the accessing of, you know, the onion and stuff like that to the deep web. And like another point that I wanted to bring out is I think it was kind of weird how much attention that that got nationally. You know, speaking of like the NSA and stuff along that lines with the internet and everything that they're doing on the internet. I think like how they talked about like the portal from the onion to the, you know, the hidden wiki and stuff like that. I think that it got a little more coverage than it should have. I don't know.
Well,
if
it was from a journalistic standpoint, it's fascinating. You know,
so are you alleging a conspiracy? And if so, lay it out for me.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say a conspiracy because you look at how the NSA at this point in time, you know, has such a predominant standpoint on the internet. They have all these, at this point in time, I don't know all the names of them, but they have all these operations and places that they do their, you know, quote unquote spying from, as you know, you can call it. So you have the deep internet, you know, which was it was created in time by the Navy back in the time when the internet was first being created. Now today, like you have the regular internet, you know what I mean, with what's connected to a bunch of servers, and that's, you have the internet and that's that. But then you have the deep web and you have to have the exact IP address for it, you know what I mean, .onion at the end. So what I'm saying,
yeah, you've got to have a perfect URL. Yeah.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is like the forums that you get the hidden wiki at to go to the Silk Road, you know, I think a lot more channels were brought out to the more public view. And I think along those lines, that's how they infiltrated the deep web, is using their IP address and stuff like that. Because I remember in a past show, they were talking about how you can use encryption stuff to encrypt it. But if you have a good NSA hacker, you would say, there's no wall that they can't get through. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the idea exists, and I'm inclined to believe this, that really the way the Silk Road got brought down was through, you know, technology as simple as a camera, you know, very small one at that, you know, and I mean, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, I will agree with you that Tor is not the most secure thing on planet Earth.
But they don't have, but there's not a single story out there of a drug dealer getting busted through Silk Road. There was one.
Actually, I think there were.
A couple, apparently, that, you know, were selling and also selling on Silk Road, and somehow that was connected, but they didn't get them through the internet. They didn't get them through their computers. They got them some other way.
I thought there was a person who wasn't even selling drugs, but was just selling like the packaging supplies that got busted.
I'd have to see that story.
Okay.
Well, the point I'm trying to make though is like the Silk Road was just like one entity of the deep web. I'm trying to say like I don't think the deep web is as secret as it used to be. I mean, that's like an obvious statement, but I think that there's more surveillance there than there used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, sure. When in Ireland, when Tor is one of their main servers in Freedom Hosting, I believe it was, in Ireland, got, you know, taken down, and I mean, they did a raid on Freedom Hosting. Certainly that made that opened Tor to some very serious security issues, in my opinion. But there are alternatives to Tor. There's I2P, RetroShare. There's quite a few that people might need to start looking into. I think you're raising a great point, Ryan. I mean, you know, never have all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And I think the common person needs to be educated on this. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I just started listening to this radio station probably about a month ago, and I think I try to share it on Facebook and whatnot because, you know, people need to be woken up if we want to accomplish things. You know what I'm saying? So
here's
what I try to call in.
I mean, like you guys are talking way over my head, and that's fine. But here's what I kind of wonder is that as a noob, you know, and I'm not new because I've never I don't intend to be as educated as you guys are on this subject, but. You know, there were hundreds, if not, there were likely thousands of people who bought drugs on Silk Road, and the best they can do is catch one guy who is doing some packaging. I mean, it just kind of feels like there's sufficient security that for whoever it is can't get through. You know, the feds can't get the people on Silk Road. That's the people they'd want to get the most.
Well, there's a point I want to bring when we come back.
Okay. Ryan, do you want to stick?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right. Free Talk Live, 855, 453, or LRN.FM on Skype.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. free. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, we're talking about some pretty serious issues, and, you know, this, everything can get kind of, I don't know, depressing or whatever, and especially with your work. You know, maybe you're looking for just something to give you a little more focus. You know, maybe you're feeling fatigued over everything. I mean, I don't blame you. Trying to get, you know, maybe you need to just get that extra edge, not Mark Edge. But the,
everybody wants it. Nobody yeah. can have it except Laura.
Right. The, yeah. But that real edge in life.
She doesn't want it.
Yeah. So what I want you to look into is modafinil from modup.net. Okay, a study show 1 in 5 students use these tablets as cognitive enhancers, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need that we were just talking about. So check out modup.net. Look into it for yourself. This is really important. Look into this for yourself, just like anything else. Okay, they offer fast delivery worldwide. Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. Modup.net is a worldwide business. Okay, for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And Modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. If you order with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And if you use the code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So, again, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and Modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply, so please go to Modup.net. That's M-O-D-U-P.net, and use the code FTL.
Yeah, in the last segment, we were talking to Ryan, and I'm going to bring him back on here on Skype, and you can give us a call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user request, which Ryan did previously, but now he can call whenever he wishes, and we can take the call. And it just sounds so much better. And the, sort of the concern here is that Ryan's expresses the possibility that the dark net has been compromised. Is that right?
In a sense, yeah.
And it's because the encryption, whatever the encryption is on the dark net, isn't as good as some of the newer stuff. It's not SHA 256 or whatever. I'm trying to sound important here. it's all I know. And, you know, I think that that's true, but... you know, obviously it's true. It's not as good of encryption, but it doesn't seem like they're nabbing anybody out there, right?
Okay, well, here's the issue. And I talk about this stuff on my own show, Sovryn Tech, quite a bit. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N Tech. And, you know, one of the problems that I think exists is that there's not a lot of people using Tor. So you kind of want a comedy of the commons. And... in so doing, the more people that use Tor, the more secure Tor actually becomes, because what you have with Tor, it hides your IP address, which is essentially the identifier of your device, whatever that may be. You know, take your pick, your computer, phone, you name it.
But that's what the VPN does, too.
Well, your VPN's not necessarily hiding your IP. That's more hiding your metadata that you send.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a little bit, it's a bit different there.
All right.
All right. Now, with Tor, so if more people, what you have is what are called exit relays, okay, which is where people set up their Tor connection as an exit relay, and that means that whatever someone does that gets all anonymized, at some point it's going to come out from your IP address. There's some risk in doing this, okay, but the EFF, they're pushing the Reset the Net campaign right now.
Yeah, and I love that thing.
Yeah, that's part of what this is about, is they have what's called the Tor Challenge, and I think you can go to EFF.org/Tor Challenge, and they want more people to be setting up as exit relays. That way, the anonymity gets greater, because right now, you know, mathematically, you could figure out perhaps... part of what Ryan's talking about, to where did this come from? We know where it came out of. Can we go backwards? I'm not saying that's easy. I'm just saying that, really, the more people use this, the better.
Okay? Is that something that anyone can do to be a Tor relay?
Yes, anybody can do it. I'm not saying there isn't risk involved, okay? But this is activism, in my opinion, and I think it's a good thing to do. And the more people that do it, then, you know, eventually, if a bunch of people start doing it, you know, millions of people start running Tor exit relays, who are they going to catch? Who are they going to arrest?
It's almost like torrenting or something.
Yeah.
When you're saying there's risk involved, the only one who's ever been nabbed is this Freedom Pub or whatever they were.
Well, that's a server. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
Anybody can be an exit relay.
So nobody's ever been nabbed.
Well, people have been contacted saying, hey, we got this you know, we saw this coming from your IP address.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Did they not get the like two of the admins that were operating Silk Road? I thought that happened.
Potentially, they've gotten at least one.
Okay.
I mean, potentially. So, but here's the real serious issue, and it's not even security. And, you know, the article we were talking about, that Stephanie was talking about earlier, was from Wired. And ironically, the story that I could punch up and I'll share it on our Facebook page is also from Wired. And it's the secret side of the web is home to heroes, not just crooks. And this is all talking about, you know, Ryan, you mentioned the hidden wiki. Okay, which is kind of like the portal, the gateway to some degree to the rest of the dark web. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to find something on Tor, you start at the hidden wiki. The guy that took over control, a guy named Intanger, who took over control of the hidden wiki, actually eliminated all of the child porn on the hidden wiki.
You know, that's what that's the part about the web that bothers me the most is the child porn. Mm-hmm. I realize that the people that are looking at this prurient, disgusting stuff they haven't done these acts in producing this, but it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But the point, we have to change the conversation to show that, guess what? No, on the dark web, on Tor, and whichever other ones, there's good people trying to help, you know, good people. Okay?
Now,
go ahead.
Is he a part of the group Anonymous?
No.
Can anyone be a part of the group Anonymous?
Well, I mean, some people claim it. I've seen it, but I mean, from things that I've seen, again, you know how the group is Anonymous. I've heard that they had made a ban against all child pornography and any websites or, you know, domain servers had that up there. They would hack them and, like, pretty much ban them from using the dark web.
Right. I can't confirm or deny that Intanger is part of Anonymous, but this is true, is that, look, all these things that society keeps getting told are evil, like Anonymous, all these hacker groups, or the dark web,
they're the only ones who are successfully doing anything about child porn on the internet.
Exactly. I mean, and they clearly have a morality.
The ones that are taking your tax money and doing nothing with it,
right,
the ones who are taking nothing from you and cleaning up the internet.
Yeah,
tell
absolutely.
Me who's evil.
Right, and there are trained medical professionals, one in particular, very famous, Dr. X, who's on Tor, who is making sure that, you know, doing everything he can to inform people about drug use, the dangers, and the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, is just making sure everybody's informed. The truth. And so this dark web is not full of a bunch of gangsters and a bunch of, you know, evil people. There's really great people out there on these things. And that light has to get shown on it so that people will accept it. And maybe then everybody will want to be an exit relay.
Thoughts, Ryan?
I mean, I'm just going to give you my exit thoughts because I got to run here. But in a nutshell, the point that I was trying to get at is, you know, even in the dark web or the deep web, which was supposed to be a place of privacy and you're supposed to be able to use all these things, you know, the powers that be have spread their tentacles everywhere, so nothing is private. I mean, I live in Florida and it's becoming like the UK. There's a camera on every street corner. So I really think it's important that people need to start doing this activism and start speaking out on their rights, because before we know it, we're not going to have any left. Thank you, guys.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Bitcoin's price has been on the move recently.
That it has.
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks it's gone from, or last few weeks, I shouldn't give a couple indicates a quantity more specific than I care to give. But in the last few weeks, Bitcoin has gone from about $420 to about $660. Now, that's a pretty meteoric rise as far as prices go. Now, certainly there are people who have gotten Bitcoins at higher prices in the past, but I really believe that Bitcoin's going to meet those higher prices that it's been in. I think it's on its way up again. Now, that's my opinion. You can have yours. Max Kaiser, some kind of financial experts out there, he claims that Bitcoin's going to be worth between $100,000 and $1 million apiece. I don't know.
What is your opinion about the future of Dogecoin, Mark?
I don't know, because I would have been wrong already. I think Dogecoin has... The reason Dogecoin has legs is because it's essentially Bitcoin, but funny. And people like funny stuff. The Internet's full of funny, right?
Sure.
What I want to know is I want to know how Boobcoin is going to do.
They've had that already.
Does it come with flashing a new set of boobs every day or something? I don't know.
There's a video from Pornhub, is it? Called... it's essentially Boobcoin. I'm not sure if I can say what they called it on the radio.
Yes,
but
you probably can't.
It's a parody video saying that women have two of them and they should just go around and show people their boob coins to get free drinks and stuff. And wouldn't the world be a wonderful place if they did that?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with cryptocurrencies, but
well, you asked about Boobcoin. That's what it is.
There you go. So you can get either Dogecoin or Bitcoins at expresscoin.com. It's I love the Dogecoin memes here. It's more easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. And you have to know about Dogecoin to get that, but it's still funny. So ExpressCoin still prides themselves on their customer service. They do have great customer service there. I've done a great deal of business with them. They've switched their name over recently from cash into coins to ExpressCoins, and I'm excited because they're doing things a bit differently now, just a little bit differently, and they're going to be expanding out into, you know, other geographic areas. They're really intending to be, for the whole world, the best way to get cryptocurrencies, and they're going to be adding other cryptocurrencies here in the near future. You might be able to guess what some of them are. So get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer by starting off at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. That's new, expresscoin.com, and they make it easy for you with just using money orders, check, or wire transfer. Expresscoin.com.
I love companies that support altcoins. I think that's great.
Indeed. Let's go right to Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's funny you were talking about Dogecoin just now. I heard the Lakota Nation has its own coin. So maybe
their
when you
talk
about...
cryptocurrency? Are you talking about Maza coin?
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with it. I knew they had the silver coin in the past, and it's got to be one of the most beautiful silver pieces. I guess that's a coin, the silver coins you can get.
Okay,
and you can get it, by
the
way, at gold.freetalklive.com.
I am confused about that because I heard there was this thing called like the Free Lakota Bank and it was a scam. It was like they were claiming to hold silver and gold coins for you and it was a total...
Just because somebody uses the term Lakota doesn't mean that it is necessarily a Lakota nation.
Right. And I actually have. There are silver rounds that have Lakota, that say Lakota on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a picture of a guy that looks like he's a Lakota person.
Right.
But
he's all Indian and stuff.
I don't know what brand that is. But anyway, there's a guy, basically he's an activist for cryptocurrency and a Native people's rights activist called Paiu Harris.
Okay.
And he started out interested in Bitcoin, but then he created this Maza coin, which is supposed to be like for Native Americans to get them off of government currency. You know, like, I mean, if there's a case for anyone refusing to use government currency, it's Native Americans because they've been habitually just abused for centuries by the U.S. government. But yeah, he wants this to be a thing where there's like trading between Native people using Maza coin.
Sweet. Nathan?
Right. Actually, I had a question for Brian. I've been thinking about some. You're talking about hacker topics, and I was wondering what your opinion was on DEF CON. Is that a legitimate thing, or what do you think about that?
Legitimate, as in?
Well, it's billed as a quote unquote hacker conference, but the head, as far as I can tell, the head of the NSA spoke at it, and the founder worked at Homeland Security. And
okay.
People from the government go there, so I'm kind of confused. Is this a hacker conference?
Well, just this year, DEF CON has started to refuse government officials to speak at them. Black Hat, which is the other more popular of those, still allows the NSA to attend. So, but DEF CON no longer. Now, you have to, I mean, not, it's strange, okay, because hacker culture is this weird thing where you have a lot of them are anarchists, but then a lot of them are not somehow, and they actually seem
most,
to
most people I've ever heard claim to be anarchists, and I'm talking about the folks that I would call anarcho-communists. Mm-hmm. Aren't anarchists at all. They tend to support government and things like minimum wage laws and all kinds of stuff.
Sure, yeah. So, but the ones that don't, they bought into the lie that somehow, you know, working with the NSA to secure things is some form of patriotism. So you have, just like anything else, you have multiple camps that attend these things. DEF CON still has a very, very strong anarchist bent. It definitely had a stronger one years ago, but now it seems like they're getting back to that, to where they are refusing to allow government people to speak at those. Does that answer your question?
I guess. I mean, my theory on it is just that it's sort of just I guess a cover for like a secret hiring pair for the you know how governments like to hire crackers and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's
that
been
that
for
that
some.
That's my theory, that it was just kind of a scam, so that you know you go there and you participate in some kind of hacking contest. Oh, this is fun, and then some shady guy with sunglasses comes up to you and says, "Hey, do you want to work for $100,000 a year for the NSA?" You know?
Yeah, that sort of thing definitely occurs, but I think the attitude is changing. In fact, the last speech that the head of the NSA gave, Keith Alexander there, I think it was at Black Hat because he wasn't allowed to go to DEF CON, was someone like literally yelled out, you know, that you guys
are like
liars.
Multiple and, people.
Yeah, there was quite a response against it. So I think you're accurate. That has been what it's been. That's not what it started out as. I can say that. There's been 20 of them now. But I think it's going back to more of an anarchist route.
Interesting. Will you ever be attending one?
I used to attend them frequently.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I can definitely say there's a lot of anarchists there.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call, Nathan. And let's go to Keith calling in from Colorado. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just calling in about that article that you guys had up on your Facebook page through Wired. About
the Silk Road article?
That was Vice.
Deep Web article.
The Deep Web. Okay.
Yeah, it was Wired.
Okay.
Yeah, Wired. You know, I mean, I don't know what you guys' opinion of it is, but I think it's kind of a dark road to go down, because if you can just randomly post these guys' addresses and social security numbers, I mean, it shouldn't be limited, but at the same time, is that...
Sorry, who's posting addresses and social security numbers?
On Entangler. It said that addresses and social security numbers were posted.
Talking about the heroes. There was two articles from Wired that I mentioned tonight that was about heroes of the dark web. And Entangler is another person. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, so I mean, it's one of those things where if the guy has a bad agenda, like say you're a climatologist and you're coming out against global warming and you get vilified and all of a sudden all of your social security numbers and addresses and phone numbers are out on the web. You know, you have, like we were talking about earlier, the anarcho-communists are saying, oh, you're a global warming denier, and they're going to attack you. So, you know, I don't know, it's two sides of the coin. I think he might have done some good things, but at the same time, it's a very slippery slope, you know. But then again, we shouldn't limit it, though, either. But like I said,
well, that's really it, is that, you know, security lends itself to creating things like governments. And so, you know, like you said, it shouldn't be limited. I think that's kind of the key there. But we can talk about it more.
Appreciate it, Keith. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We've been all over the board tonight, actually mostly calls, but we're talking about the Turing machine and the Silk Road, actually a computer that may have beaten the Turing test.
Right.
It seems to be tech night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so let's talk about a little more tech. Tech that I think everybody on planet Earth needs, or should I say software that everybody on planet Earth needs. And this is anonymizing software of your metadata. It is encryption software for your metadata. And metadata is everything you're sending up from your phone, your tablet, your computer, everything that's going up to the ISPs. That's right, those big boys, Comcast and Verizon, whoever, that are really seemingly them in Congress with Congress, yeah, are wanting to really mess with you and wanting to give you a hard time. So give them a hard time. Do so by using ProXPN. Okay, ProXPN is a VPN service. It's virtual private network. Okay, and that's going to allow all of your data to get encrypted. Anything that's going out online is going to get encrypted before it even gets to the ISP, it's on client side.
This seems like a real no-brainer. I mean, absolutely. If you have the option of, either A, you can let GM or Ford, or Toyota, or whoever, track your every movement in your car, or not. Those are your choices.
Right.
Real essentially here with the VPN, and it's really inexpensive to do this.
Yeah, and that's a great analogy, is cars. Cars and computers make for great analogies because it's the same. I mean, if you don't want to be tracked everywhere you go, you want a VPN, okay? And this uses OpenVPN, which has been tested by the geeks. All right. And also, we also find out that more and more OpenSSL, you might not know what that is, but the bottom line is that the internet is feeling pretty broken these days. Okay. So all the more reason you want to be encrypting all of your online data. Maybe you heard the phrase Heartbleed. This is going to help. Okay. I want you to go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the code FTL20. You'll get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. This is going to work on any device you've got, pretty much. Okay, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android,
and it's not
Windows.
Just one device.
It'll work for all of them.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Right. You can't do them at the same time?
No, you can. You can do it at the same time. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no reason. And again, with the annual plan, if you use code FTL20, it's going to cost you less than a cup of coffee a month. Okay. You want to jump on that. It's like $5, so even less. If you use Bitcoin, you get 33% off. But go ahead. Use that code FTL20. Go to proxpan.com. Get your hands on this. It's your privacy. It's what you want. It's what everybody deserves.
Let's go to the phone. It's Arn calling in from New Jersey. I think it's on New Jersey. Maybe he's on the road here. Arn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, definitely New Jersey for now.
Okay, great.
Heading towards Philadelphia. But anyway.
We'll get that little tracker in on you.
Yeah. You guys were talking about the computer security, and then you just basically almost touched on it in the last commercial. I basically work on computers since the 60s, so I was there when a lot of stuff was invented. But
right
I stay away from Windows, and I stay away from Apple, and I run Linux, which has a lot of really good encryption stuff for people to
use. Yeah, I think this is a great point to bring up. Yeah, I think this is a great point to bring up is because, Apple's gotten a little bit better recently, but Windows, none of these things were made with security in mind. Linux was built from the ground up thinking security. Okay, and these other operating systems, which is the key to your computer, essentially, nothing's going to work without it, right? Well, maybe the BIOS, fine, but really, the OS matters, and you want an OS that cares about security. Linux is about the only one.
Well, one of the examples somebody made, which was really probably the best example that I ever heard, was that Windows and Apple are basically building a house using fireproof wood and fireproof fabrics and fireproof stuff, whereas Linux is built with stone. Which it doesn't burn at all. You don't have to make it fireproof. So
yeah, that's a great analogy.
And there's so many distributions. There's so many distributions that, I run Ubuntu, I run Mint, I run all these different flavors, and you can pretty much find anything you like, and they're so easy to use, and they're free.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't like 20 years ago, I think, where Linux kind of built its reputation. Oh, this is difficult to set up. Not anymore. This stuff's easier and faster to install than Windows is, quite frankly.
And it's secure, and their mailing systems are just the most, the people that I talk with, we send everything, it's encrypted. And at the latest meeting that they had, the NSA people or government people, whoever they were, I'd have to look it up to tell exactly who it was, wanted the Linux community to give them back doors just like Apple and Microsoft did, their words, not ours. And the
right.
Linux community set up yours, basically. They did not like that at all.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a great point. And I like to bring up, because a lot of people are concerned today, is Google secure? Google's everywhere. Should we use Google? And, what kind of computer should I use? I always say, well, what does Google use? Well, they use Linux. That's the case.
Yes, and a lot of the government sites that I get called in to do some repairs work, which is a separate thing altogether, they're running like Red Hat or some of the even more robust versions of Linux that you can imagine. Of course, we're not allowed to bring our stuff in. So.
Right. Yeah. That's a great point.
But the other thing about it is that as soon as it's, I can run a machine. I can walk into somebody's machine that has an Apple or a Windows machine, and I can get their passwords by plugging in a USB stick, memory stick that has Linux on it. I can recover their password in about anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes.
Sure.
Wow.
And,
sure, absolutely.
By their request, of course. But the thing is that their systems are so weak. And if you want security, you got to start with something that's secure.
Yeah, that I agree. I think that's a solid point.
So I tried Ubuntu a few years ago, and I just found it difficult to use, to transition to. I just wasn't I kind of felt like it wasn't ready for prime time, wasn't ready for the average dolt to, can get on.
Yeah,
command
lines scare me. I've tried it, too. I had a difficult moment because I couldn't figure out how to, open the DVD player on the computer without running a command line.
Yeah. So, well, we've come leaps and bounds.
This was years ago. So
yeah.
I want to ask the caller, what do you recommend for someone who's a beginner who's not maybe as tech savvy? What kind of Linux distro is your favorite for newbies?
Well, Ubuntu has come a long way since they're not command line much at all anymore, unless you want to. But I do not like their new Unity system. It's become more like an iPad, and where you need two thumbs. And excuse if I throw in some of that humor. If you want a really nice media-oriented thing, I would suggest maybe something like Mint or one of those distributions.
Most popular in the world right now. So
they all, and Mint, you can make Mint look like Windows. You can make Mint look like an Apple, and there is absolutely no visual difference in the way that it looks or operates to the guy behind the keyboard.
That sounds good. Or the gal behind the keyboard, in my case.
Or the gal. Well, people say person, and they really should say men or women. But, yeah, when I say guy, I mean men or women. So almost as bad.
My last and final dispute with it is that I use this proprietary software every once in a while called Adobe Audition. It used to be called Cool Edit Pro. It is the industry standard for creating and modifying WAVE format files. And Stephanie, I imagine you use this too in your work.
No, I don't. I actually use Audacity, and Audacity is free and open source software. It runs on Linux as well as Mac and Windows.
So
you could use Audacity.
You know this program as well as anyone.
Yeah.
And it's something that could switch over. I can play.
It does everything I needed to do for voiceover work, and it would work well for your purposes.
So
too.
I'm thinking that there's people that use proprietary software out there, but I know that you can boot up in both. Like if your computer has a big enough hard drive, you can have both of these operating systems and just sort of choose between them when you boot up, and it's relatively easy to do. Even I could do it. And I guess that's what I'm kind of looking for. Here is that you can be secure in most of your computing, and then when you need to do whatever it is you need to do on the proprietary software that may or may not have a duplicate or a clone in Linux, if it has a clone, you try it and try that out, see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, then you just boot up in Windows and go ahead and
I can one better, though this is a little more complex, but it's definitely, I think it's worth learning, is in Linux you can set up virtual machines, which means that actually within Linux itself you can have a window that's running Windows.
That's called Wine.
You can do that too. There's Wine, there's the compatibility layer, certainly. So there's plenty of options for people. I agree with the caller, no reason not to get on Linux these days.
But if you want to do ProXPN or Bitcoin on Ubuntu, you're probably going to have to do a command line, right?
That wouldn't be command line, but it's a little different.
Okay. 855 450 free talk live. Thanks so much for the call, Arne. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Use Linux.
LRN.FM on stage.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.